7. As Norfolk Wildlife Trust launches its Nature Needs a Home appeal, our writer reflects on one of his favourite species, which is in decline due to the impact of humans on their habitat.
We humans are remarkable things. Within a few hundred thousand years of our emergence as a species, we have produced the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, the temples of Angkor Wat, and the computational mind of Alan Turing, the NHS, and, most importantly of all, many will feel, the cartoon series Hey Dougie. We are impressively destructive too. For thousands of years, we have been shaping the world to suit our needs, and we continue to do so on an alarming scale across the globe. Scientists estimate that an area of tropical rainforest equivalent in size to 10 football pitches is destroyed every minute. All the biodiversity of these forests goes with them as they fall. It is easy to look at growing economies in the global south and blame them for wrecking the world's priceless heritage of biodiversity and ecosystem services. It is far less easy to look at our own society and take honest stock of what we have done to the landscape and continue doing to it. Indulge me for a moment in a thought experiment. On your walk to school with the kids this morning, on your drive to work, on your run, how much space did you see that was truly under nature's control? I'll wager it was next to no space at all, even if you live in the countryside. You see, the human onslaught on the British landscape and the systematic eradication of nature began in earnest thousands of years ago, in the late Stone Age and the Bronze Age. Even then, the destruction of the forest, which, after all, what nature would rather the UK to look like, was wholesale. Every square inch of ground that is ploughed for agriculture has been taken directly from nature. Every square inch of ground on which a house, a school, a shop, a road, a library, or a factory has been built has been taken directly from nature. Even our gardens have been taken from nature. The act of weeding or mowing is an act of stopping nature having its way. When we start to look forensically at the landscape, we see that we have taken almost all of it from nature. And when we use the word nature, what we actually mean is billions of individual organisms, each struggling to find a home in the landscape, survive the day and pass its genes on to future generations. When I walk along the East Bank at NWT Clay Marshes in summer, or out along the sea wall between Burnham, Overy Staithe and Holcombe, I am always delighted to see a wall brown. This gorgeous butterfly has dark brown wings, richly checkered with tawny orange. During my Norfolk childhood, the wall brown was not an uncommon species on rough grassland, where its caterpillars feed on several species of grass. Since those days, it has declined enormously, both in Norfolk and across England and Wales. A cursory look at its distribution map on Butterfly Conservation's excellent website reveals that, by the time of the 2015-2019 survey, the wall brown had vanished from at least half of the areas where it was recorded between 1970 and 2014. In the comedy series That Mitchell and Webb Look, there is a much memed moment when a military officer, played by David Mitchell, turns to his colleagues and asks in horror, "Hans, are we the baddies?" It's a line I often have in mind when thinking about our relationship with nature. For the wall brown didn't simply disappear from half its known areas during the late 20th century. No, we eradicated it, quite simply by taking away its home. In this case, we emphatically are the baddies. Over the period of the butterfly's documented decline, and in the two decades leading up to it, we wrought immense changes across the landscape of the UK. We grubbed out tens of thousands of miles of biodiverse hedgerows. We filled in 500,000 farm ponds. We introduced such pesticides as DDT, and more recently, neonicotinoids, with devastating impacts far beyond arable fields. We converted 97% of ancient biodiverse meadows, the very home of the wall brown butterfly, into arable fields or ryegrass, thanks to the invention of nitrate fertilizers. We dramatically changed the climate. I could go on and on. Through our landscape management decisions, we eradicated the wall brown butterfly in much of its range, simply by eradicating its habitat, its home. The same is true, demonstrably so, with hard scientific facts, of innumerable other Norfolk species, including hedgehogs, dark green fritillaries, nightingales, grey partridges, corn cockles, spotted flycatchers, tree sparrows, corn buntings and graylings. They have all declined enormously because we have destroyed their homes. And we continue doing so. Everything we do at Norfolk Wildlife Trust, everything we have ever done for the 99 years of our existence, is meant to secure a home for nature in the landscape. Since our foundation in 1926, we have actively purchased land to protect rare habitats and species. In this way, we have been at the heart of national efforts to conserve bitterns, marsh harriers, common cranes, fen orchids, swallowtail butterflies, stone curlews, and countless other species. For decades, we have also worked with other landowners, including farmers, schools, local authorities, and conservation partners, helping them provide homes for rare and declining wildlife on their land. And we are energetic advocates for wild species. Thousands upon thousands of children have learned about homes for wildlife on our reserves or have brought their parents to our events so they too can learn. And this is just the start. As we approach our centenary, we are more aware than ever before of the looming threats to our precious wildlife, but more committed than ever before to ensuring, and wherever necessary, restoring a safe place in the landscape for every species calling our Norfolk home. Donate today and help secure a home for nature in Norfolk. NorfolkWildlifeTrust.org.uk/naturenedsahome.